What up, everybody? We're back. I shouldn't say we're back, I guess. Do I?
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, wait. They're probably not like, when is John going to be coming back? It's the same time every week. Everybody, man, I saw you a couple times this week.
Yeah.
Or I saw you at the, we had the release.
Yes.
For the special.
Phenomenal turnout.
Let's go, dude. Yes, sir. The special is out. And the special is out. And the special is good. It just went over 250,000 views.
Incredible, man.
Which is unbelievable.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who shared it. And like, what percentage do you think of the people that listen to this podcast saw it?
Not enough. For sure, more of them need to go watch. But if I had to guess, 66.
Well, okay, wow, 66%? Yeah. Because it's always funny. Do you ever like interact with someone else? Heads up, dude. Notifications on, popular, 2 minutes in. Do you ever like assume, like, when you get home, does your wife like reference things that happen to in her day that she's assuming that you saw her Instagram stories about it?
Yeah, I think we talked about this on one of the earlier episodes. Yeah. Yeah, I try not to.
To what?
Like, I try not to assume that people have seen
but
that.
Your wife,
but my wife, though, yeah, I would assume that.
Yeah, I should for be like, sure. If, like,
like, you don't have my post notifications on?
You're like, dude, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
You didn't. Well, I put out a lot of things.
Yeah.
I put out an excessive amount of content. So I feel like, yeah, I don't think my girlfriend has seen my special.
Really?
Yeah, she hasn't. Wow. She keeps saying like, "Hey, I need to see it. I need." I go, "It's fine." I put out a lot of things.
Does that bother you at all?
Like, it is free. It is there.
Let me see if it bothers me. Why you gotta bring that? Why are we getting into this early, dude? let me think. Well. Yeah, I don't know if it's like, she works for the news.
Right.
She's like a reporter. She's like live at 9 and 10 my time.
Yeah.
So at 9 and 10, I usually have an alarm or like a 9:59 because I can watch it on my phone.
So you kind of have like your own version of post notifications set up for her. Like you're
Yeah. But dude, she doesn't understand the sacrifice that I go through because clearly. There's this like local news channel in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. There's seven 30-second commercials.
Whoa.
Seven to start like watching the, like, you know, when you watch ESPN and like you can click on a highlight, it's like, my goodness, we're gonna go. And it's like not. It's not in like the format of like a normal commercial. It's like in this other like.
Yeah.
They built in their own thing, and you just,
and it's longer than the actual clip.
Yeah, and it stops, and you go, okay, you're like, I don't want to see like Jorge Batista hit a home run that bad. You're like, that is funny that you abandon the. You go, you know, I can't believe this. Average 7 on the Richter scale. Hurricane hit Indonesia. I go, Geik, nah. I'm good, actually. I'm good.
Not worth it.
Yeah, I go, I'm all right.
Actually. Never mind.
Well, I in our special, because we put in the, you know, you put in the commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could put in however many I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you can go zero commercials, and then that would probably be amazing for everybody, but I would be homeless.
Right.
Or you could put in 1,000 commercials. And we decided on this commercial like setup, and one was the first one was at 4 minutes. And I go, like, we haven't got them yet. Like, they're not like that. Just cut the first one.
Yeah.
And then the first one's at like 10 minutes. And then you're like, oh, this is amazing. Well, I flex, but you're like, oh, this is good. And then you'll get them from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it bother me that people don't watch my content? Well, all right. Well, now I have a pod.
Yeah.
That is too much to ask.
That's a lot to ask people
is
to
it?
Watch. Yeah, it's a lot.
To listen to this whole thing? She's like, I was like cutting the grass or like on a, well, she doesn't cut grass, but like I was like on a run or like on a, we should do a test. Let's do a test. Let's mention something and see how long it takes her.
Every 10 minutes, just mention something about her.
Let's say at the end of the pod.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention something specifically. No, now she's going to.
Now she's going to hear
yeah,
this.
Now she's going to hear this. All right. So let's say it this is the episode, whatever we call this one. Let's say we'll check in next week and you ask, did she mention it?
Yeah.
And That is funny, actually.
That's good.
But yeah, let's see. We're off this weekend. We're going on to, before we get started, let me mention the tour dates. We're coming to Chicago on June 18th. We're going to Lincoln, Nebraska, Salina, Kansas. You ever been there?
I've never been to Salina.
Salina, Kansas, 6/23. That is June 23rd, June 24th. We're coming to Oklahoma City. We're gonna win there. Unlike the Thunder. Come on, John. That's unnecessary. And then we're going to Dallas on 6/25, and we're filming my special.
Nice, dude.
Over my second special.
Right back at it.
Let's go. It's so, you know, Joe Rogan said that that he's going to do his next special on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, dude. Well, because there's
because you did it. He saw you
do it. Yeah, no, I think I don't want to, again, I don't want to be like, I'm the pioneer, but yeah. But it is, I just go, well, all right, so this special, I guess if you're saying 66%,
yeah.
All right. Well, let's watch a clip from it. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I got a clip from the special. Just one of my, and I'll tell you about this. Well, can I set this up first?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this special we shot in 2019.
Wow.
We shot it in 2019. And then I don't know if you heard, some things happened in my personal life. Mm-hmm. That's a joke, but I'm not cutting to myself. I think legally that's about all I can say about it.
Cool.
And then there was, in fact, after that, a worldwide global pandemic.
I have heard of that.
And then everybody was off tour for a long time. And this special was kind of just kind of like on the shelf. And you know, when you went through rehab and the whole recovery process, it's like everything that was before is now done. All of that is the past. It's one of my, John, are you going to quote a Bible verse? Can you look up the former things have happened? The former things have taken place or something like that. It's a Bible verse. Please be a Bible verse. There it is. That might not be it. Neither was Chopin. Oh, all right, that one right there. Yeah, let's go, John. Quoting the Bible straight off. Dude, we already got into this. Yeah, behold, the former things have come to pass. All right, so that's Isaiah 42:29. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things now I declare before the spring forth. Now I tell you it often.
42:9.
Yeah, I was just gonna. It's a wildly empowering position to be in, just that first line, and that's written differently than in other versions of the Bible, which, you know, people fight about that a lot.
Yeah, they
about do. Which versions of the Bible.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they get into it. Yeah. Like this one is the one that's real, and then this one is the one that's not real.
Yep.
Are you going to a different version?
I was gonna check.
Look at the theologian James. Over there, Alex Lagos, a theologian. Behold, the former things are come to pass. All right. So basically, the whole verse is like, hey, things in the past happened. The former things have happened. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and change that. People you've hurt, people that have hurt you, think good things, bad things, those have happened. They've happened. And it's a wildly like, yeah, that all your career, all your life before that, that has all happened. You can't go back and change it. You can't rearrange things. You can't, hindsight's 2020. It's done. Everything's done. And then now what? So in essence, like all the, everything that you've accomplished or not accomplished, that's all done. And so that's what my take was on the special. And I go, it's on the shelf. It's a piece of content that's never going to exist.
Yeah.
Right. And then my friend, this is how this special came back to life. And we're going to play this bit. It's about Lazarus in the Bible. We'll play it for you in a second. So one of my close friends, her dad passed away. And it was very, of course, you know, very sad and tragic. And I have this bit about Lazarus, who Jesus in the Bible, Jesus brought this man back to life. And it's just this funny idea of like, this, if you believe what's in heaven, I'm not going to do the bit, but if you believe what's in heaven, like, you know, mansion, streets of gold, ha, 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 what's up? And then he's like, And we talked about this last week, I think.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And he goes, and God's walking over to his house. And she said, hey, she was, you know, dealing with the death of her dad. And it was sad and tragic. And she texted me. She goes, hey, do you have that Lazarus bit anywhere? And I go, I don't know. We film all the shows. Like, I go find some raw piece of footage where the crowd and there's a grainy video. I go, yeah, let me see if I can find it. I dug it up, clipped it up, and sent it to her. She goes, I just sent that to like everybody in my family. It was like wildly therapeutic.
That's really cool.
And I go, yeah, we should see if we can bring this thing back to life. Anyway, you want to play it for him?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the Lazarus bit in, what are we doing?
Lazarus died.
All right.
Jesus called him back to life. It's a miracle, right? Everyone, like, Jesus looks like the hero. It's great, right? Inspirational story. All the loved ones are sad. They're happy again. It's a miracle for everyone involved except Lazarus. Read the story. He was dead for 4 days in heaven. Just up there decorating his mansion. Okay, this is awesome. I can't believe we're finally
prop comedy,
here.
Buddy.
This is great. He had a bum knee. That was fixed. He's walking better, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Shooting hoops, the disciples. What's up, fellas? Y'all chill? Not the disciples. They weren't there yet. Noah, Abraham. What's up? I can't believe the streets of gold. Mansions is incredible. We're in paradise with God forever, worshiping. No more pain, no more suffering. We finally made it just in the mansion. Just... Excuse me. Is Lazarus here? He comes around the corner. Yeah. Oh, man. Listen. We don't normally do this, but... Oh, man. Listen, we got to send you back. Back to the Middle East with no air conditioning. Sorry. I guarantee you Lazarus was up in heaven watching that whole scene go down. He saw Jesus walking over to his house. He's like, no! It said they were best friends. Jesus and Lazarus were best friends. You ever read a story about them hanging out when he came back?
People ask me if my laughter is real during the show.
Oh, like laughing as you're going through the bit?
Yeah, they're like, but everybody said they love that part. But yeah. I watched that bit and I did laugh at it. Not because it's my bit,
yeah.
But because it's funny.
It is funny.
It's just contagiously funny. I start laughing when all those people start laughing.
Yeah. Just, oh, you have to.
That's how laughter works.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, welcome to comedy.
That's why like the social distance, like comedy shows were just brutal.
Yeah.
Because you need like one of the best comedy clubs in the country is Comedy Works downtown in Denver, Colorado. It's in a basement and the ceilings are like this so low. The stage is like right in a corner. The laughs have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
They're just all, and it's just like a warm blanket of love.
I love that.
That's a great, but yeah, I go, we got to sit. And we were talking with my agent. I go, hey, we got to do something about this special. We got to get it out. I think as an artist, you're like, you just want to get it out.
Yeah.
You just want to put it out. And it's funny because there's like a couple times in there where we like had to dub over the audio.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, so, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought it was, because there's a couple of times I go, well, 2019, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Or whatever I said. And yeah. Then I go, they go, all right, well, we got to change that. And so I went into like the studio and I did it like in my closet. I was like, in 2019 or 2022. Yeah. But a lot of people saw it.
Yeah.
They go, no. And I was like, I go, nah, no one's gonna.
You thought nobody was gonna notice it?
Is it noticeable?
It's pretty noticeable too.
I wish we could find one. I don't know where they are.
Yeah. I don't know where they are.
I go, but then there's one that goes, I'm 35 years old. I'm 35 years old. We came to that one. And you're like, all right, I'm 38 now.
Right.
So, but if you change that one, that is like a lie.
Right.
That is because you were not at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got no. Like,
you left that one?
I left that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But there's a Harambe the gorilla joke in there.
That was funny.
Yeah, but I think you want to take that out because it's obviously like age. But I go, well, it's still funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go a couple years ago when I did the bit.
Yeah,
it was like 6 years old now, I think.
It was a while ago for sure. But it is still funny. And like still watching funny. It, I never felt like any of it was dated in any way.
Yeah, I did have one. I died because of my fidget spinner. There's a fidget spinner, and that's not a thing anymore. Remember those?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was kind of a vibe.
Yeah,
I have. But one. You know what's the craziest part about this special? I'll just say one thing, and then we'll move on. I shot it in 2019 in Birmingham, and I did that Confederate flag joke.
Yeah.
Remember up at the top?
Yeah.
About second place, everybody second place.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, everybody, that's like saying Alabama football fan.
Yeah.
Because Alabama in 2019 lost the national championship to Clemson in 2019.
Yep.
So it was very fresh. And this year in the national championship, Alabama played Georgia. And I was like, we were starting to get momentum. Like, we might get the special. We might. And
so
I go,
you were watching like the game thinking.
And
about
I go,
how
if Georgia wins, this joke miraculously still plays. that, I mean, some of y'all don't believe in the Lord, dude. Honestly, some of y'all don't believe in the Lord. I mean, I don't know what other testament there is than that.
That's how you know.
The joke still, we have to play. I'm going to post that on social media this week because it's like, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wild. The special, I would probably say it'll go cumulative. I bet it'll go cumulative views across all social media platforms that will go over 20 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the cut up clips and the special. Yeah. 100%.
Easily.
But it is, it is good. It's a great piece of content. I'm biased, obviously, because I made it, but.
Well, it's I'm good. Not. I mean, I'll tell you if it sucked.
You
it
wouldn't.
Didn't suck.
But yeah.
I
would. Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
I would. Maybe not on here.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, my wife and I were laughing at the Lazarus bit because she was like, I didn't know Jesus had a bestie like that.
Yeah. Your wife would say something like that.
She's like, I didn't know you had a bestie.
Your wife's wild.
Yeah.
And you know when we decided to put it out? June 1st, which you know what that is.
What is it?
June 4th is Pride Month. Dude.
Oh, that's right. It is.
We forgot about that, actually. We did. Yeah. In the most, listen, the gay community, we apologize. We didn't mean to step on your toes.
We'll do better.
Speaking
of Pride Month.
We promise, dude.
Your post yesterday.
Dude, let me just say this. Okay, so I posted I posted a tweet because the Pride Month thing, when did it start? I remember it last year. Do you remember it before that?
Yeah, I definitely remember before last year. Let me look up when it started.
When it became a month. Yeah. When was the first Pride Month? No, I don't remember it. I don't remember it. When did businesses start putting out like rainbow koozies at like their front desk.
You're shaking your head at is I'm showing John right now. It says first President Bill Clinton declared June Gay and Lesbian Pride Month in 99 and 2000.
You mean you're telling me Donald Trump didn't come up with this? Okay. Come on. Let's not do this early. It's too early, man. I know. You don't know.
I don't know when businesses started buying into it. Probably the last 5 years.
I would say, tops. All right, I remember it being big last year.
Yeah.
I don't remember. If it was the year before, I don't remember. I remember it being like there was like, there's like skyscrapers in Nashville that had like a rainbow at the top of them.
Yeah, like the AB building is all rainbowed out. The Sheraton building is all rainbowed
out. Sure. I have a bit in my special about how white people trying to like solve racism, like we do like white people solutions to racism.
This is in the new special?
The new one.
Yeah.
Or about like, we'll just outlaw the Confederate flag at Talladega.
Yeah.
And like black people are like, or like take statues down.
Yeah.
Black people are like, can you just worry about the racist people that are alive?
Yeah.
Like we don't, every statue that's being taken down is a bunch of like white people with like cell phone cameras to like, look, dad, I'm woke. Like, or like with the whole like Black Lives Matter was painted across three city blocks in Washington, D.C. Like a bunch of white people like painted a rainbow Black Lives Matter. Like black people are like, can you open the roads? We got to go to work. Like, is this like you're like, I just wish like to be accepted by my family. Like, I don't...
Like, this isn't what they actually want.
I don't know. But it's people that are not that community trying to think about what that community wants.
Yeah.
That and it's white people did the same for racism. And now we're like, here's what we're going to have rainbow coasters at like the IBM staff meeting. Like,
yeah.
This is good, right?
Who has the bit about, somebody's got a bit about like, hey, don't give the Native Americans casinos, like give them their land back.
Yeah.
Like, I forget whose bit that is. It's like
perfect type of thing.
Like, who is that?
Hey, listen, we're not going to treat you equally. Here's what we are going to do though.
Yeah.
We're going to give you like a quarter square mile. Like, so we're good, right? You're like
we'll let you celebrate the month, but like you got to do all the celebrating. We're not gonna. It's all on you.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. But I was like, if you're like, I would be interested in hearing from what's the email? Net positive.
Net positive.
I would be interested in hearing from someone from the gay community, and they're saying, is this helpful?
Like, what should Pride Month be? What should it actually be?
Now, because you were like, are you like patronized by like a bunch of like rich CEOs? Like having like a flag, is that?
Well, it's such, you know? It is such like a, hey, look at us, we're celebrating.
Yeah. Like, hey, take the photo, and then we're just going to continue as is.
Yeah.
Like it's very like. I got a notification on my iCal, my Apple calendar. Is it Pride Month starting tomorrow? Like I got a did it did it. That's not my notification.
I don't have that one. Yeah,
and that's just. That's just like, that's their version of the U2 putting their album on your iPhone. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that, dude?
Yeah.
People were lit, dude. People are still mad at that.
Is that still there?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know. They were like, we're going to that backfired so hard.
Yeah.
When was that?
It was like probably 2015 maybe.
Dude, and they put an album on everyone's phone.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, I forgot about that. And people still make jokes about that.
How about the fact that they never did it again?
Or anyone.
Like that was the end. They were like, oh, one and done there.
Nor did anyone ever do that again.
Yeah, they was
nor did.
Glad you guys made that mistake.
But you too would be like, that's like the height of like,
U2's been awfully quiet since that
awfully quiet. But that's still on. That's like, hey, if you want to go, like, I feel a lot of ways about like my special. Like, here's the link. I think it's great. I put a lot of work into it. I think it's unbelievable. Go over here if you like that kind of thing. Here's a little teaser. If you like that, U2 just said,
here's the whole thing.
And then you get what? And it's like somehow on like your favorites playlist. Like, how do they get in here, dude? That's what Pride Month is to me. Where they're going, hey, like if you're getting a notification on your calendar for a work, something on the calendar, like a holidays calendar, it's days off work. That's what the holiday calendar should be.
So we should get all of Pride Month off, is what you're arguing.
Or that. Yeah, do that. What? Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That seems fair. That's a reasonable. I think if I'm getting a notification, because I got employees and I got, you know, a posting schedule, I would like to know if it's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I would like to know if it's Labor Day. Maybe not Labor Day. You don't get off for that. I would like to know if it's July 4th, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need, I'll tell you what I don't need, a notification for Indigenous Peoples Day, which is used to be Columbus Day.
Yes.
Which is like, dude, what is that? That's the casino.
Yeah.
That's the white people's solution to racism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay, come on. Be serious. No one cares, dude. Nobody cares.
Do you think to get the whole month of Gay Pride Month off, you need to like meet certain qualifications?
Dude, don't put me in this. Don't. you have to be gay?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're Black History Month, do we all get it off? Or if you're Black, you get off.
I think that's the question you need to ask.
Dude, that is a great point. All right, you have to, if you're going to get a month off, you got to have a list of your top five musicals.
Okay.
That seems fair.
That's going to weed out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Hamilton is probably up there.
Do you think that one's allowed to, do you think you're allowed to use that one though? Cause it's kind of a
combo. It's out. Yeah. It's out. Yeah. You got to have, let's see, you gotta know at least three lines from High School Musical.
Nice.
This is wildly inappropriate. It's funny. We got. I don't think you go to the. There's a lot of people in the gay community that I know that don't participate like in the stuff, like in the parades and stuff.
Sure.
That they're like, yeah, I'm gay, but I'm not. It's,
yeah. I mean, nothing is everybody.
That's too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was my post yesterday.
Yes.
It said, can you play it or no?
Yeah. Let me pull it up.
Listen, I posted a joke. All right. So my. You know what we're talking about? This the Pride Month is very like it's patronizing. That was the joke.
Yeah,
the Pride Month is patronizing, and I just took it one step further. It's not going to make sense to in audio form, is it?
Well, they might miss the reveal.
But yeah,
they can go to your Instagram and check it out.
Playing golf and you know trying to get away from the world and the messages and the media and just the constant. You know, they're just trying to force their messages on us all the time. The parades,
yep.
The bumper stickers, the flags. Like, I get all of that. I understand. And I'm on board. What I don't appreciate, just.
That's a rainbow in the clouds, in the sky.
To constantly just shove it in our faces. It just. It's too much, you know? Like, that's got to be expensive to put up there.
That's funny.
That's across the whole
Nashville
skyline. Could you realize how much money they paid to get that up there?
Listen. Okay, yeah. All right, dude. Hold on.
Let me explain.
The idea that like it's like all these things are like too much.
Mm-hmm.
That is the I'm trying to think of what that's the actual joke. The joke is, all right, y'all have gone too far.
Yep.
Like I'm like if you want to have like a bumper sticker on your car, it's United States of America, free speech, right to express your views and not be okay. That you can have a flag in front of your house.
Yep.
Sure. And then like you're and then like there's like in Santa Monica they have like those you know those like bat signal things? Mm-hmm. I call it a bat. That's not what it is.
It's not called a skylight. It's called a spotlight.
They used to have them outside like the clubs.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
And that thing was popping around. And that was before like the internet. You're like, let's go. That's like the version of like the wise men following the North Star. It's like kids following the lights to the club.
Or like the old like drop a pin.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Shine a light.
That's what it was before. Yeah. Like, where is it? You know where it is. Yeah. Dude, why do you think those don't exist anymore? They're probably outlawed. Things. What are those things called?
They can't be safe
if
for
you're,
plans.
How old do you have to be to know what those are? Those aren't that old, are they?
No, I mean, I'm 29 and I barely know what they are.
Okay, so I'm 38. I would say the last 10 years, I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
If you don't, I don't even know how to look it up. If you grew up like... In the 2000s, is that fair? In the 90s, 2000s, whenever there was like a happening.
You had to be born at the latest early 90s.
What were they for?
I feel like I used to see them outside sporting events or outside, I would see like, them outside movie of, theaters.
Yeah, movie on like a premiere.
Yeah. Any outdoor event, like maybe a fair.
A fair. I would see them at like there's this club called Cowboys at the Gwinnett Place Mall where I was growing up. And it was like three lights.
Yep.
If somebody, yeah.
Spotlights. Yeah. They are called spotlights.
Skylights, spotlights in the sky. All right, click that. What do they mean? Spotlights in the sky. That's not it either. Yeah. The searchlight. They're like.
I feel like also I've seen them in like in like World War II when they were like shining them to find the planes. I feel like I've seen them in those documentaries.
Yeah. Well, they were like just to say like come to this place before like the I guess cell phones like put them out of business probably. They're like, hey, come here.
Yeah, the internet doing everything for them.
That's like saying, hey, who invented that? He's going, hey, we have this big event, how do we get people here? Bro, I got an idea. Let's shoot these lights into. And if it was like
1879,
that was just the practical lens spotlight. But in terms of like for a commercial appeal, those things were fire, dude.
Yeah.
And they would go out, they would go, you would go to the club, you just follow. It's like the, it's really like the wise men. That's probably how it was invented. They're Christian, really.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, they're Christian. Yeah. So that's, but I, what I'm saying is, they have one at, somebody told me, or I read in the comments, somebody had, they have one in, Santa Monica Pier. They have one in Santa Monica Pier. They just, it's a rainbow.
Cool. Just,
and that's one step. Like we, I had a joke about during COVID, there was a spin, they couldn't do spin class.
Yeah.
So they took the spin bikes out to the beach and they were like, the joke was like, hey, you guys are one step closer to like, just riding
just
a bike.
Ride a bike.
Yeah, just like, you, like the technology has come so far, you're all the way back around.
Yeah, it's a circle.
Yeah, like, it's just like, hey, back. You're like, hey, we should, you know what we should do with these ellipticals? Like take off the stand and just ride them. You're like, a bike, dude, that's a bike.
Yeah.
Like we came all the way around.
What do you think is the furthest you're allowed to go for a cause then? Because there's got to be a line somewhere
that you're like,
you can't go. Like, can you do a spotlight? Is that allowed?
The rainbow spotlight?
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a guy somewhere like in New York City with just like a warehouse full of them.
Yeah.
And just pissed and bankrupt. He's like, man, this is.
Like, or he's like, they're going to come back. They're like vinyl.
Yeah, you got to save them. You got to save them 100%. I would get one.
Yeah.
If I had like a, if, dude, I, they got to be outlawed. They got to be, they have to be illegal, right?
You must need a permit. There's no way they just let you
can't
shine,
just shine that up in the air. Well, you should have a permit for leaf blowers, honestly, because those things are, you're like, noise pollution is a real thing.
That is real.
Like the thing at the, you know, in the airport, they go, nee, 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 nee. Like that weighs on people's mental health, really. Like a, an,
what is,
alarm, like
what
an
is
alarm, that? Like a car alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Have a car alarm ever going off in your neighborhood?
Yes.
It's just like, I'm going to.
We're dogs, man.
I'm going to kill somebody.
What about
dude?
Dogs barking? Like that
kill
is
them,
that is the yeah.
No, no, no. Dogs bark. Yeah, but you think everybody thinks that everybody loves their dog.
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
We don't.
We hate your dog. That's my message. Yeah.
But you're speaking of comments that you brought up earlier. You had
the flag thing going up and the flashing thing going up in the air at Navy Pier or whatever it was, or Santa Monica Pier. I was like, that's one step closer to like a rainbow.
Yeah.
Like a rain, that is a rain. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I go, it would be funny. That's the joke. You see a rainbow in the sky, you're like, oh, really? And you should imagine some like group of like gay dudes with like a prism and like a light. And it's just like, they like a, like, a, like in all in a, like a, and it's just across the whole sky. Like, you know, when you have like the plane, it's like Geico 50% off, or like you're at the beach.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is God's creation. You're, or like, 2-for-1 lap dances at Spinnaker's. It's like, that's a Panama City.
Spinnaker's.
Yeah,
no, like, where is that?
That's a Panama City reference.
Nice.
Or like something, you're like sitting on the beach, like enjoying God's creation. You're just like, sometimes they put them in the clouds.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says Geico in the clouds. You're like, don't, like, send me a piece of mail. This is a little bit intrusive, which is the U2 thing, which is, I go, all right, that's across the whole Nashville, and I saw one and I go, oh, that's a funny idea.
Yeah.
And I said, usually if I ever make a video, I don't really care about people getting offended. I don't know. Do I care?
You're not trying to offend
people. No, I'm just trying to make a joke. But that's, I think you're just doing it this long, you're like, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
You're like, I just like, there's thousands of comments of people. I was like, yeah, I got to go to, we got to make a podcast.
Well, I screenshotted a bunch of them.
You did?
Yeah. Do you want to blind react to them?
Oh, no. Who came up with these?
So these are comments that I grabbed.
Oh, you did.
I personally grabbed them from the comment section of that Pride Instagram.
And I got to defend them? We'll do a couple of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll go through a bunch.
I'm nervous already. All right. This is a terrible idea. Whose idea
Here
is this?
Here we go.
That's God-funded Pride campaign, baby. Oh, my. He said, that's a God-funded Pride campaign, baby. I imagine people got mad at that. Is there comments below that?
I don't have them. If
okay,
it were,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Have. It got 90 likes.
Well, he's doing the same joke.
Yeah, right.
That's the joke.
He got it.
Yeah. I get it. That's what you say. Get the joke.
I don't know who this. Yeah, I don't know who they got.
He gets the joke.
Yep. Yeah,
meaning like that. Yeah, I'm not explaining this joke. If you don't get the joke,
got it. Yeah,
today you got it. Okay, move on. Yeah. Just in case you thought your conspiracy theory friends were crazy talking about the government manipulating the weather, here's your sign. Got it. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, that where I like I'm like I'm just saying I'm identifying myself like I'm in on it.
Yes.
Like somebody else said like wow, and you're something about that much that the taxpayer dollars to put that across. You got it. Got it. Yep. Everybody, we're all winning. So that's what all these are. People being in encouraging, right?
Yep. Most of them.
Class, that's a great joke.
That's good.
That's a great joke.
I like that one.
I blame Roy G. Biv. Jared.flett, 185 likes. Yeah. Do you think people in the comments are trying to get likes?
Yeah. When I count, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are gunning for that number one spot.
You know what's that? You know who's absolutely unmatched? TikTok. Unmatched comment sections.
Yes.
Absolutely unmatched.
Reckless.
Just whenever everybody goes, I went straight. I took a direct flight to the comment section. That's our people say stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, dude. Because you go, you watch it and you go, oh my. And you know, there's like 15,000 comments and you're like, oh my.
YouTube comments are like that too. I go to YouTube comment sections all the time.
Do you like comments?
Like, will I double tap them?
Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally.
Because that's how they go to the top.
Yeah, I think I like that Roy G. Biv one.
He's great. Because that's like saying, because I think there's people like, I can't believe as a Christian you would support this. And then as a gay person, you're making fun of it. And he goes, you blame Roy G. Biv. 100%.
Yep.
Great joke. Sarah E. Murphy. Sarah_E_Murphy. Friend of mine, by the way. Great. Could have solved world hunger with what that cost. Got it. Meaning like...
But they weren't all good.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't all. This is when it turns bad.
There's some.
Oh, come on, Jill. Funny up until I'm on board. Okay. I don't need to defend myself, do I?
No, I don't think so.
No, I was just saying like, what I was just saying is like, hey, like you're allowed to put up a pride flag and put up a bumper sticker. I'm on board with your. With people do that in my neighborhood. Yeah, yeah. I'm good with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now everybody's getting mad that I said on board.
Yeah, a lot of these were anti
on
board.
On board. Time to unfollow. No. Time to unfollow. God, hold on. What did he say? Time to unfollow. This is just tough. Time to God bless you always. Oh, compliment. Oh, yeah. He said, yeah. Well,
the God bless you cancels out the
on board. Time to unfollow. God bless you as always. Fire emojis. That's a whole range of emotions. In that, should have just enjoyed the rainbow, John, and put the phone away. You're a foolish man.
Like, what are you doing, man?
I don't know what that means. Does he?
I don't even know if he knows what he's doing.
Should have just enjoyed the rainbow and put the phone away. You're a foolish man. I think he's. Sometimes people are so like heavy-handed. They're like, oh, they're joking.
I thought he was joking.
Like I think those people that are like that talk about me on Twitter.
Yeah,
I think they're kidding. It's just so absurd that I'm like, oh, I think they're like doing a bit.
I mean, everything's a bit now, man.
Are you guys like doing a thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as when anytime somebody comments and will say something negative about you, and then if you reply, like,
hey, oh, just kidding, man. Big fan. Yeah. They're like, oh, what's up, dude? Yeah. They're like, oh, we love all your stuff. Like, oh, you're just like doing a bit.
Yep.
Yeah. They're like, is this like a? But the line between like doing a bit and like being a. Sometimes it's hard to interact with those comments because I go. Like sometimes the people on Twitter, like they're like, I go like, LOL, like you, this is a bit, right?
Yeah.
But then they're like, no, we're, my bad.
You should have to label tweets and comments as like serious or sarcastic.
Yeah, seriously. Because it's so like, you're like if somebody said like, John, watch out for the like fire, hell and brimstone. You're like, oh, he's like doing a bit.
Yeah.
But then somebody could also be doing the same thing sincerely.
With the same exact comment.
Yes. That's why you kind of got to go, this is, I'm just going to say this. This is 100% true, 100% factual, and has not proven me wrong since the day this came out too. It's just like the, whenever Pride Month came out. Also, you're like, oh, they're doing a bit. And then you go to their page and it says she/her. Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Like they're still like, they don't know they're doing a bit, but they are doing, they're like a caricature of themselves.
Yeah.
But that those people are like, you look at their, like, oh, it's a she, her, okay, got it. Yeah, they're okay. That's just this is what
you
they
get
do.
The tone.
Now yeah,
you
yeah, get yeah, the tone yeah, of the yeah, thing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it.
It gets lost.
Okay, got it, got it, got it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I don't know what those comment sections. I do like sometimes other people say, "Did you hear the?" Like somebody said, like, "Hey, dude, I can't believe all those things what people said about you." And I go, "Wait, what?" Like somebody like
people were saying things. About
yeah,
me.
Side like a side commented, like, "I can't believe that thing on Facebook." I go, "Wait, what?" Like I try to do my best to kind of like I'll go. I posted that yesterday afternoon, and then we had that celebrity softball game
nice.
Last night. So after it, I looked at just if it's – I just look at the comment sections to make sure they're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I go, all right, we – is it – and I saw that it was like a monster, a huge. And I looked at it, and I go, oh, they're fighting about – okay, got it.
Yeah.
You're – have a good time.
You're just looking for a net positive.
Yeah, come on, dude. It's a net positive. But I think if a joke, like just, I'm a comedian. That I think at the end of the day, it's like, that's be funny.
Yeah.
Like a joke for joke, pound for pound, word, letter for letter, it's a good joke.
Yeah.
It's just a good
objectively
joke.
Objectively funny.
Yeah, objectively. There's a lot of things that you could debate on. It's like, oh, the joke, okay. That it's gone so full circle, mm-hmm. It's they're putting a rainbow across the sky. And everybody goes, somebody goes, I like that say, you had us in the first half. That's my favorite.
I love that.
You had us
That's the where first TikTok half. Comment sections are the greatest, oh, too. Man. Like creatively yeah. like yeah. that. So had, funny.
God, that I don't want to praise that app more than it needs to be praised, but my goodness. It's the same as Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit's like
the goat.
That you go, you're only going to find that on Reddit. Sometimes people screenshot me because you know what app they come from. Mm-hmm. When they screen, you go, oh, the Reddit.
They go hard in the paint. Super hard in the paint.
Is it true? Do you think that, like, I think the younger generation of, like, kids that grew up with that are, like, they've been able to put the comment sections, I think, into context.
Yeah, we kind of got into it last week a little bit with Victoria. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
They get it. They grew up with it.
So my parents, if some of the things that people say about me, like my mom wants to go find these people and knock on their door and like have a talk with them.
It's a good mom.
Yeah, I do respect it. Yeah. I do respect it. I go, mom.
But she doesn't get it though.
It's kind of just, I grew up without it.
Yep.
But now I have it. And it was like, well, the first time someone ever said anything like negative towards me, it took me to the bottom.
Yeah,
it absolutely, I never forget. I was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I was in Arizona and I just did my first viral video ever. And somebody was critical of it. And me as a person and as a Christian. And I was, dude, I was devastated.
How old were you?
I would probably say 28
okay.
or something.
Yeah.
And that's old enough to like know some things.
Yeah.
Not like an adult, but like.
Well, but to your point too, like social was new.
That yeah, was it was 10 new. Years ago. And, like and I was... go, oh, everybody, this is, everybody's going to see this.
Right.
And nobody did.
No, that person has 2 followers.
No. And so it's just like, oh, put it into context of like the special, you're like, all right, 10 million people are going to see it. 2 people are critical. Like I even thought about whether to bring up the overdubbed 2019.
Really?
Because I go, I should make a like, hey, everybody. And I go, well, but if it's funny in the context of this, of humor.
Yeah.
Then
I think hearing the story behind it too is cool.
It's funny.
Like that adds
nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, let me just read one thing that my buddy sent me.
Yeah.
Because this is about the same topic.
Okay.
Okay. How am I going to describe this? This is a friend of mine who is, I would say, prominent.
Okay.
oh, no, dude. This is a prominent public figure. And in, I would say, I always call my like kind of line of like, my line of circle of influence is called kind of like faith adjacent.
Nice.
Like it's not. It's not Christian, but it's within.
I think that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of in. Yeah. It's kind of like within. It's like Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
It's like they're Christian. If you go in there, they're having like Christian music.
Sure.
And you can find like a bunch of that white girl home decor with like Bible verses.
Nice.
But if you're not Christian, you're not turned off by it.
Yeah.
It's not like going to First Baptist.
Cookout's another one of those. They got John 3:16 on the cups.
Yeah.
But you don't need to buy
it. But if you're not into John 3:16, you're like, hey, we out here.
Totally cool.
Yeah. We're like, hey, cool. Yep. Faith adjacent. It's like this. If you live in like, what percentage of the population of America do you think would know about who they know who, let's say, David and Goliath? Everybody?
That one's kind of like transcended above.
Okay, that's above. Yeah,
like that's not really so much even a Bible story as much as it's a children's story now.
It's just like Rapunzel.
Yeah, kind of like Rapunzel. Yeah. David and Rapunzel are the same. That's what,
like, Rahab let the one that let her down by their hair.
That's Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. Yeah. What'd she do?
She let her hair down, and then for the prince or something, right?
That climbed down it.
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
So they could climb up it?
I think so.
I always get those confused.
She got strong roots,
man. Yeah, she got roots, yeah. Bro. All right. He said, this is what my buddy said to me, and I'll just read it directly. He's like, in this faith community that we live in, but he said, I know you'd probably get canceled for it, but can you do a bit about how the idea of mental health, in quotes, is out of control?
First of all, now I know why you kept him anonymous. And also, I like that he led with, you'll probably get canceled for it, but.
Dude, it's too. He's 100% right. And sometimes the only reason you get canceled as a comedian is you say something before they were ready to hear it. It's too true. Mm. It's too true. And it's too early.
That's our quote graphic for the
week. It's too early, yeah. Dude. And I go, dude, this is what I said, dude. Don't get he texted at 10:12. I texted back at 10:12.
Nice.
I go, dude, do not get me started. And he said, it's one of the most annoying things in the world to me. And it's Christians who bow, and all the Christians who bow down to the idea of it is nuts.
Oh, interesting. I haven't thought about it in the Christian community.
Well, I don't know really what that second part means, but it's like this idea, like,
yeah, explain.
My dad. He told me this story factually. He had to wake up at, I gotta get these dates wrong, I've had to ask him, at 4:15 in the morning. His dad owned a dairy, and they'd have to deliver milk, mm-hmm. Okay? At 4:15, and he told me this story. They did not have time to have a glass of milk and have a glass of orange juice before going out to deliver the milk. His dad poured him a mixture.
Ew.
First of all, yes.
That's really gross.
Because he said, we don't have time for you to enjoy a glass of milk and a glass of orange juice. So here's it. Just let's go.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
With pulp?
Yeah. I wonder what that looks like after the cup. Is just like, what's going on here? Ugh. And that idea of that, like, hey, there's no, I'm sorry. I think it was like, there's no sick days. There is none.
Yeah.
The people that have ordered the milk need the milk.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sick days. There's no mental health days. There's no, the mental health thing is just, I pulled up this quote, and it's just, it's what I saw it on the internet. Perfect example, pull up an Instagram called The Power of Self-Care. Pull up an Instagram account called The Power of Self-Care. It's unbelievable. Power.of.self.care. Power.of.self.care. I'm going to make sure I give proper credit to this, because this is a guy, a comedian named Ian Hunt. And this, like the self-care stuff has gone. This is a satire site.
It actually is.
This is a satire site. Okay. This is actually a satire. So I'm gonna read some of these. You deserve someone who will co-sign on the stories you tell yourself. You shouldn't help people because you're not responsible for their problems. Seek out content that makes you comfortable doing whatever it is you're already doing. Health is not a science. Everyone is perfectly healthy in their own way. What is emotional labor? You deserve a partner whose only discernible personality trait is that they worship you. If you forgive yourself, this is excellent. If you forgive yourself for hurting people, their pain will hold no power over you. I don't know who needs to hear this, but if everyone in your life is jumping ship, double down on whatever it is you're doing. Just, and this one is great. You're not lazy or a narcissist. You are exhausted from living in a culture that fails to be infatuated with you. These are jokes.
This is good. I'm following.
This guy is unbelievable. I've reposted this guy a bunch of times. He's a comedian. Unbelievable. This feed is unreal.
That's funny.
Because these things exist sincerely, which is what makes this. I see these kind of posts everywhere.
What are the comment sections like on this?
I think they get it. I think. I mean, the site is like gaining track. It's great.
Yeah, it's got over 50,000 followers.
Unbelievable.
It's a ton of engagement.
Yes, because these like...
Any moment, top comment, any moment I'm not being worshipped is a microaggression.
Yeah, it's just like any possible demand on anyone these days is the mental health thing. It's the new version of like... It's the new version of like, well, God spoke to me and said,
ooh.
Because, dude, remember back in the day? I think that's kind of coming apart these days. But back in the day, that, bro, you couldn't argue with it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is that a train?
That is a train.
Let's go. I don't think I've ever heard that
before. We haven't had the train before.
Where is it?
It's over there.
A train track?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised we haven't had it yet before.
God. All right. Well, we should name it something. God told me to break up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to argue with that?
Yeah.
Hey, God told me to quit my job and move to this other job. Did he? Did he?
Yeah.
He didn't tell your boss that. Nor did you tell him.
Those
then you
voices
just left.
Can sound kind of similar, yours and God's. Slick.
In your head. They're starting to run
sometimes
together.
Those voices run together. Yeah.
If you go, God, I got a job offer at McDonald's and I got one at Burger King. God, which one should I take?
Yeah.
I think God goes, hey, take either one. I want you to like be honest there. I want you to work hard there. I want you to respect your coworkers. I want you to show up on time. I want you to use the gifts that I gave you. That's a neutral. You choose. I think,
well, and like not to say God can't speak to you.
Sure, absolutely,
like, absolutely.
Yep,
but
yep,
that
yep,
said, yep. I think it goes back to what we talked about on this podcast before. You know if you're actually hearing from God or not.
Yeah. And it's somehow it also like lines up with your plans every time.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Don't like, you love that?
You're like, God, hey, God told me to move to Scottsdale. Oh, also I'm taking a raise from a company that it's like, okay, weird. That's how God works in mysterious ways.
God told me to buy this table tonight and I will.
What is that? Like a bottle service?
Yeah. God told me to throw down 10 racks on the section tonight.
You can't argue. You can't argue. Yeah. And that's mental health now.
Yeah.
It's so like, hey, I'm just like not like meant like pull up that quote that I sent you this morning. The one that I sent you.
Yeah.
This is okay. This is from a site called letstalk.mentalhealth. I believe to be a sincere site.
Let me pull up the actual.
It might be letstalk.mentalhealth. This is the reason why I started this podcast, I feel like, because there's so much information that exists that you're not going to find it. It's way down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's way. I got it though.
Okay.
I pulled it up. Okay. Well, you can find the post though, right?
Yeah, I have the screenshot of it.
I mean, okay, we'll put it up there. This says 8 signs that you're probably an extroverted introvert. It's like the rainbow. When is enough of the, okay, like if you go, remember, I think introvert extrovert was the first personality thing that we've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. There it is. Yeah. That you go, okay, all right, we're going to read all three.
They have the reasons. We might as well.
Okay, number one, you are socially selective. Everybody, every human on earth. Number two, you need time to warm up in social settings. Depending on the setting, everyone, every person. 3, certain people and interactions drain you while others recharge you. Everyone, every person.
Yep.
4, you can be charming but also deeply introspective and reflective. Let me check the scoreboard. Everybody.
Well, that's just a well-rounded person.
Everybody, dude. When you feel rested and recharged, you reach out to others. Everybody, every human. You find out people are both intriguing and exhausting. Everybody. You have no interest in proving yourself to a crowd of strangers. Debatable, but okay. Number eight, you're pretty good at making small talk, but you also don't love it. Every person. I'm going to like, it's just this idea that you can use a trait to justify your way in and out of everything. And that's what the God told me to was.
I think it's also like we're just inventing new terms to say that I'm unique.
And you're not. I'm sorry.
Well, or you are in certain ways, but like, come on, man. Don't use that as a crutch like you're talking about. Like you can't.
And I'm sorry. I had this conversation with my girlfriend 2 days ago. Hey, I'm sorry, but like, if you go, hey, it'd be really important to me. This is one of my friends. Okay, it'd be really important to me that you met him, got to know him, showed interest in his life. We show up to a party. Can you make sure to meet him?
Yeah,
like you. It's not an ideal situation, or you have to like go to like a business dinner or like a lot. You're like, hey, just like be quote like on.
Yes.
Just be on.
Yeah.
For like, it's not like everybody's like, I was just like, I'm sorry. That's how like, if you go to like a job interview, you gotta you gotta show up, dude. You gotta be friendly and you gotta be nice and you gotta be, that's part of living.
You gotta do things that you don't wanna do sometimes.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And you gotta show up to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like, well, it's so hurtful to so many people. And I think like somebody said the other day about like, well, I'm just like nosy. That's like just my like personality trait. Or like, well, don't be that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know you are.
Yeah.
So don't be.
But it's like, hey, I'm nosy, or like I'm like a gossip. So like this is kind of just like how I am. Yeah. So like, well, that's equality is not serving you. So be better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, I'm just actually really mean. That's my like, personality trait.
Well, so you're just gonna have. Or like, hey, a lot of people like think I'm that's true. A lot of people think I'm like aggressive. Like, well, maybe tighten that up.
Yeah.
We were out at dinner on Friday night. We went to the Ben Rector concert. You know Ben Rector?
No, I don't.
Unbelievable.
Nice.
If you got a chance to go see Ben Rector, if you don't know him, he's one of the most unbelievable live shows I've seen post-COVID. Ben Rector was the best one I've seen. That's beside the point. So we were at dinner and the waiter come over and he was like making jokes. He was like kind of doing small talk with us. And it was me and my girlfriend, and he goes, where are you guys? Like he didn't know if we were brother and sister, or he didn't know what we were.
Yeah.
And she goes, Lydia said something about like, well, I am from Arkansas, so you never know.
Nice.
Don't laugh at that, dude.
Why? It's good,
dude.
It's cute small talk humor.
No,
dude. Yes, it is. No. What do you mean?
I go, so that rainbow joke I made was so like. I don't want to say it in any kind of way that doesn't, that's like a professional comedian.
Yes.
Like
that's high level humor.
It's very risky.
Sure.
Very, a topic that's very controversial. You're making light of it. Hopefully it helps people, put it into context what that is. Some people obviously got offended and then whoever unfollowed me. So that's tough for them. But like a joke is like a perfect, like a walking everybody up to a cliff, making everybody jump. And if everybody gets over the cliff, that's, you're going to lose some people. But if the joke is right here, you just step over it and there's no reward.
Mm-hmm.
So as a professional comedian, I'm doing like, when I meet people, sometimes I do jokes that are like too far.
Mm-hmm.
They're like too, people are like, what? And she made this like simple, like, the old, like, and the guy is dying, dude.
That's what you're pissed.
And
you
I
got
was
a good
so
laugh.
Pissed, dude.
You're just mad she got a quality laugh.
I did. I was. And I was, like, trying to, like, I don't know. I was trying to make, I just, that's what I
did. Did you try to follow it up? Like, did you try to?
I left. I go, I'm waiting in the car, dude.
We broke up. And
I go, you know what? We're done. Yeah, we're done. But, like, sometimes I go, what I say the other day. We're at the airport. We're in the Dallas airport, and there was two flight attendants. A white woman recognized me. She goes, "Oh, you're not? Are you? Can I get a photo?" And we went and we I took a photo with her and everything was great. And she was with a black woman, also a flight attendant. And she goes, she's something about where are you from? And I go, oh, I'm from Nashville. She goes, I went to college in Nashville. And she goes, oh, what? She goes, well, I went to an HBCU. Yeah, she goes, I went to HBCU called so-and-so. And I go, oh, you got to describe it to me because you think I'm white? Like, she was just like,
oh, it didn't land.
No, dude. And I go, oh, that is, dang it, dude. Because what I said, shoot. And she goes, and the other girl that was like a fan of mine goes, and I go, shoot, 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 shoot. I went like, that's like a, that's like the rainbow joke.
Yeah.
But amongst.
But in person.
Yes. And I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But I go like, it like a, like, it's usually like a racial joke, but like in the text of posting about it.
Yeah.
Like some people in the comments are like, hey, it's a comedy page.
Yes.
Like, this is a comedian. Did you check in the, it's a comedian.
And if I go, people meet you though, and they know who you are, they should know that like, this is a comedy guy.
Yeah, but the girl didn't.
Right. Right.
So I go, oh, and that's the waiter thing. And I was like, I go, dude. So I said, the waiter went to get our stuff. And I go, dude, you know what makes me mad about you is that she's like so likable.
Yeah.
And she'll like, I come like too heavy mm-hmm. with the jokes. And, but all that to be said, back to the personality trait thing is like, I think that's it, that whatever that it's not good. Mm-hmm. But I could go, oh, well, that's just who I am. I'm a comedian. I like do jokes. I cross the line. I'm like, yeah, well, don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, it's now not, you know where the line is.
Yeah. Or like, hey, when you're on your, like when you're at your live show, you can do that.
Right.
Or when you're at everybody knows you're a comedian amongst comedians, you can do that.
Right.
But you like, it's just like, dude. And then she, I was
she's like, I'm at work, dude. I'm at the airport.
I go, Lydia, this is such BS because that is that I'm from Ark. And dude, I'm still pissed. I should have talked about this right at the beginning. Cause he was like, and he's like, thinks she's so hilarious.
Yeah.
And she is funny. Yeah, but I go, sure. I'm a professional comedian. And my jokes were too like he goes.
No, I got an example.
I have an example. Go this ahead, exactly, yeah. this go happened.
Ahead. Yeah.
So we were in Houston.
Yeah.
We flew down there to go to the Ben Reactor concert and she made reservations at this a nice restaurant. And we look like how we look. Mm-hmm. We're going to the, look like, I don't know, white kids. Mm-hmm. And we walked past it was like in a like a high rise, mm-hmm. but it's on the first floor. So the entrance is, it's confusing where the entrance is.
Sure.
And this waiter was standing out front. We walked past. And then we walked past to the, she was following the GPS. He was standing out front. He looked at us, didn't say a word. We walk back and he goes, oh, you're looking for, and I go, yeah. And I go, oh, wow. You think because of how we're dressed, we don't belong here? Too much, dude.
He didn't get it.
No, dude. I was.
It's like you being a high level like painter.
Yeah.
And you do these crazy abstract things that sell for millions of dollars. Yeah. And then like your niece draws something
and they're like,
and that goes on the fridge, not yours.
And I'm just, every time I see it, just I go, I'm going to kill my niece.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always her.
Yeah.
And she's always like very more like, it's very like joke, like relatable jokes.
Yeah.
And I just am just like steaming.
She's meeting people where they're at.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm up here.
Come with me. Like, John, no, it's too much. And I do that twice a week.
Yeah.
And it's not serving me.
So are you,
it's not serving me.
So are you going to change?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
What I should learn today.
No, what? Yeah. Then you go, hey, you repeatedly like that's rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You go to rehab. Everybody in rehab is doctor, lawyer, pilot, just wildly like abrasive and narcissistic and like and self-centered. And no one has told them because everyone around them is on it,
yeah,
in it. Everybody is benefiting from it, like in terms of usually in terms of money or power or fame. Or so nobody's going to tell you, hey, dude, yeah. it's too much. And unfortunately, you probably know this too, when you're in a relationship, you can't just be whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so I guess back to the thing about mental health to wrap it up is like, hey, I'm not like the introvert thing. I'm the farthest on the introvert scale in terms of where I get my get encouraged or get recharged.
You're more introvert or extrovert?
1,000% introvert.
Introvert.
1,000. Okay. 1,000.
Meaning you get recharged how?
Alone.
Okay.
I like to be alone all day.
So you're not like getting energy when you're out with people and all that type
of
stuff?
No. Okay. It drains me. I'll do it. And I think I've seen the benefit of it. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's been crucial to a meet and greet after a show.
Sure.
I will do that.
Yep.
I'm exhausted afterwards.
Yeah.
And people can tell, they're like, we've been waiting an hour. You must be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to give you everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be present with you. I'm going to be funny with you. I'm going to be engaging with you. I don't take it for granted that people have waited to say hi to me.
Paid to say
yes.
Hi to you.
Yeah. I'm not insane.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just like, I'm. This is just the way I am. I like, well, it's not serving you. Or like, I'm late for work, or I don't get to like my show in June 18th. I'm pretty close to full. I don't know if it's full yet, but let's see. The Dallas shows are sold out. I don't know if that one's full. The Chicago show. I don't get to have a day off. Mm-hmm. I don't. Everybody, I don't get to call in sick. Mm-hmm. I have no option to.
Yeah.
I have to be there. I mean, there's extenuating circumstances that in emergencies, but sure. We're pitching at 1 o'clock, we're pitching a TV show to CBS. Nice. We got a Zoom call. You're like, I'm sorry, but like the other, like be there and be engaging. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like what you can, everything is just, everything you can just say, I didn't show up for work. Like family reunions are like too much. They're too, just the lowering of like, it used to be like you brag about like the world's strongest man. Mm-hmm. Look how strong this dude is. Look how much this dude can take. And now it's just, I'm starting to go into like, okay, John.
I'm waiting to push back on it.
Go ahead. Push back on it.
Because I think that like anything,
yeah,
there's a middle ground.
Sure.
100%. Where it's absolutely, there are times where mm-hmm. I'm sure you've in your career and mm-hmm. I have my career and everybody has at some point been like, I need to unplug.
Absolutely.
I need to chill out. I need to shut off. Like, yep. That is healthy.
Yep.
That said,
yeah,
there's definitely also it being used as a crutch in a lot of ways and being used as an excuse. And in those
to get out of everything. Oh, yeah. Like I need to I told you I would come. I told you I would come to this event, but I'm not coming because I just need to prioritize my mental health. You can't argue with that.
Right.
You cannot argue with that. Mm-hmm. And everybody, the anxiety or stress or depression, all of those are
real.
Real. Yes, dude. Yeah. Yes. But sometimes you got to be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But like, I need you to show up here and I need you to be present and I need you to be emotionally here.
Yeah.
And I need you to not act like you care mm-hmm. and be excited and be like, my assistant, God bless her, she was with me for 10 hours yesterday and just ready and present and willing to help and will not like.
When those people go further.
They do.
Like those people,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
They go
further,
like, dude.
Both things can be true. It can be like people are taking advantage of this stuff, but then also there are real application where it's important to.
And if you say, hey, we've been together all like tomorrow, can I have like the morning off?
Yep.
Like, absolutely.
Dude. Yep.
Like, but this idea that like, everything revolves around your like your mental like everything can be just put in that category of it. And there's a wildly there's a lot of things that weigh on me currently today mm-hmm. that I'm like I'm not going to bring this into the pod because that's not what people don't
Yeah.
I got to just be.
And everybody has those things in their lives. Like,
yes, yeah. Dude. But the internet is like everybody that has a platform can like put whatever they want on their platform. Everybody follows your, my platform is a fan of me, except for the lady in the, that right. She's going to.
The guy that I followed. Yeah.
That's an L for that guy. Yeah. That's an L for me, honestly.
Yeah.
I might have to talk to my agent and say, hey, we got.
You
got to
win that guy back.
Okay. What do we do? What do we look at the analytics?
Yeah.
Can we survive?
Or just start making content for that one guy just 100%. To get him back.
Yeah. Disregard everyone else.
Yeah.
But yeah.
just a whole week of content for that guy.
But if somebody says something offensive to you, you can bring it to your platform and say, look at this. And everyone is go, yeah, we support you. We love you. We like, because they're your. Mm-hmm. And you know they were probably right, but all your fans will rally against you and defend you, and they go, good. One more day of not having to look myself in the mirror. Mm. One more day of not having to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. One more day of not having to apologize to someone. One more day of not having to own my sister-in-law. I will finish on this. My sister-in-law, there was a, she said to me, She had a party for like all of our birthdays are in March. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and I had a show that day at the Ryman, which is a big show.
Yeah.
But she goes, well, I didn't invite you because I feel like you think you are like, cause you're like more famous than us. And you think you just get to come and go as you please in this family.
Wow.
And I go, I'm sorry. I go, yeah, that's probably true. And that, and I have used that as like, well, I got it. All my family was getting together at 3 to have a party for everybody's birthday. And they were like, well, we're not going to, John is doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. And I go, there's 1,000 reasons I could go to like do my thing. Go back into my.
Hit your talk track. Of
yes,
reasons.
Dude, yeah. Go back into your, well, wildly stressed. Look at all these people that are coming to my show. I need to relax. I need to, but like this has been repeated in my family. This is a repeated thing. And I bet everyone else in my family probably feels the same. Mm-hmm. You think you get, and I could go into my, I could defend my side very easily. And I think people just go like, yeah, you could be like, well, because, da, 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 and then I go, that's fair. And I'm sorry. And that's the worst. That's the worst. I couldn't even do it to you. Mm-hmm. And I was repeating a thing that happened. I go, I don't even want to say it here.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, that's on me. Mm-hmm. I let my stuff get in the middle of this. I'm going to do better.
That's accountability, man.
Although the do better people online are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah.
Their whole thing, do better, is just, it's such a, I see those people all the time. The do better people.
I'm convinced they don't even watch whatever the
I think they are joking.
Yeah, I think so.
That's our like do better. I hope people get into my comments because you know a lot of people say the your girl's Christian. Your girl's conservative. Your girl's a lot of people say that in the comments and it's hilarious.
So
dude.
Funny.
Do better. When somebody like my do better. Mm-hmm. So the rainbow post. Wow, John, as do better. Yep. It's do Adam Carolla has a, like, don't do your best, do my best. Like, do better to what? To my frame of living.
I understand.
When somebody says do better, somebody's either too conservative or too liberal or too funny or not funny enough. Just do better.
They're saying you're too far away from me.
Yeah.
So come closer.
I don't have a solution to how to do better. Just like, wow, I'm mad at this. Do better.
Yeah.
And you're just like, the do better person is the highest form of arrogance on the internet.
I feel like it's a very snobby, like, do better.
Do better. Like, hey, I'm up here. Come up to here with me.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm nervous about saying this because I feel like I might have said do better.
Really?
There's no way I've said it.
Come on.
Have I said it? Do better. Hey, wow. As a... it's usually you're being insensitive or taking up the cause of someone else that's not offended. Mm-hmm. Do that the joke was too soon, too early, too offensive, too dupe WoW in this era, or they do, they, these people that, oh, I got to go find some. I'm going to go find it for next week.
Yeah.
The do better people.
Do you think you've ever said it? They're going to pull clips from that.
Have I ever said, I mean, you could just Google it. I mean, I probably said it in like maybe a joking way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me just give a 5%. I might have said it.
Okay.
Insurance
policy there.
No, I would never be critical. I don't think I've ever been sincerely critical of something else on the internet since I have joined it.
Yeah.
I don't think ever. Let me think if I ever been sincerely critical. I joke around about stuff.
Right.
Been like, hey, we need to improve. That's disgusting.
Room for improvement.
That's just so gross. Like a
fifth grade report card.
Do better. Yeah. Like, hey, here's the framework this is the small-minded box that I've joined. And when somebody's outside of it, do better.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go find the do better. I'm gonna do some research on the do better people. I love it. This podcast, if there's anything we could do better,
yeah,
shoot us an email, netpositive@johnchriscomedy.com. We're coming to, where are we going? To Charlotte? Or we're off this week. I'm going to LA. I'm on a couple podcasts, a couple big pod, and then we have a huge announcement coming next week.
Who are you going on?
Huge. I'm going on Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, this is coming out Thursday. Yeah, this will be out before that. I'm going on Bert Kreischer's podcast, and then I'm going on Country Club Adjacent. It's a comedy club. It's a golf podcast.
Nice.
Blake Weber and a couple of buddies. And then I'm going on Chad Goes Deep.
I don't know if I know.
You know Chad Goes Deep?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the guy that goes into like, they're like two bros, and they go into like city. They're most viral from Chad and JT, and they go to like a city council, and they like petition to like, you know, they go in like real city council meetings.
I've seen these guys.
They've been on Ellen. Yeah, yeah. Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're great.
We'll talk with those dudes. I'm excited to be out there. Let's go. Maybe we'll have some add some people to the Net Positive squad.
I think so.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but it was a positive. Was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.